Whitehall was the winter home of Henry Flagler, one of the leading figures of America's Gilded Age. Flagler was a founding partner in Standard Oil, the most profitable corporation in history, and the earliest and most important developer of Florida. In fact, it would not be an exaggeration to say that Henry Flagler literally invented modern Florida. Today, Whitehall is a museum and national historic landmark, and a wonderful place to learn about Flagler's tremendous influence on Florida and America's Gilded Age. The term Gilded Age was coined by Mark Twain in 1873. While there is no universal agreement on when the Gilded Age began and ended, we will focus on the period from the end of America's Civil War in 1865 to the crash of the stock market in 1929. This was a period of unparalleled growth in technology, which produced wealth among the business class the likes of which the world had never seen. One of the hallmarks of America's Gilded Age was the building of monumental homes. Why would Henry Flagler and other titans of the Gilded Age build such monumental homes? The answer might surprise you. On a personal level, Whitehall was built as a wedding present for Flagler's wife, Mary Lily Keenan, whom you will hear more about during your tour. But great Gilded Age homes like Whitehall were built to serve an important civic function. They were built to serve as museums or, literally, homes for the classical muses of arts and literature. By filling them with symbolic references to art and literature, they communicated the message that America had become the most highly evolved culture in history. In essence, Whitehall was built to be Florida's first museum and an important symbol of American cultural sophistication. As John Carrere, Whitehall's chief architect, said, "The amount of art education which a building can disseminate among the masses is far beyond what we realize." While the symbols employed throughout Whitehall to educate and inform were familiar to 19th century Americans, they are less familiar today. Whitehall's symbolism begins even as one approaches the building. All kinds of references to the progression of humanity from its natural or animal-like state to a highly cultured or godlike and enlightened state were incorporated into the design of Whitehall. As one approaches Whitehall's facade, one progresses from an untamed state of nature to the highly ordered aesthetic realm of gods and muses. Beginning with the grounds enclosed by Whitehall's ornate fence and gates, one finds not formal gardens, but instead an informal landscape representing untamed nature. The large urns, positioned just as one approaches the stairs leading to Whitehall's entrance, are carved with bacchanalian scenes of mythical creatures that are half animal, half human. The design and scale of the massive columns of Whitehall's portico or front porch were chosen by the architects to communicate to those approaching that they were leaving behind an environment ordered by nature and entering a Greek or Roman temple where the environment is ordered by the gods and muses.